Get a better broadcast, podcast and voiceover voice. Hello, I'm Peter Stewart. Thank you for the loan of your ears as you join us on another episode as we explore the meaning of sound. What was that? Who said explore the meaning of sound? Was that the art of noise? I think so. I'll look that up after today's episode. Thanks for joining us. Yeah, we're starting a brand new series of episodes here in Get a Better Broadcast podcast and voiceover voice. So we're going to be looking at other voice skills, as you might call them, things like talking time and cold reading. And we're going to be starting off by ad libs. Yeah, how do you get better at doing ad libs? What are they? How can they make how can you make them work better for you so you sound much more fluent, speaking off the top of your head as though you're just reaching for content out of your pocket? Yeah, here we go. An alphabetical list of other conversational considerations, from ad libs to coping with verbal slips and filler words and fluffs, and a few hot takes on cold reading. Yeah, we're going to be talking about what to do if you trip up over a word, what to do if you get a fit of the giggles while you're speaking on air, potentially live. Not too much of a problem if you're recording. Doesn't matter too much. You can usually edit that out. But what happens if you suddenly corpse, as we call it in the biz, on air? That and more tips to come over the course of the next few episodes of Get a Better Broadcast podcast and voiceover voice. So let's start off by talking about what an ad lib is, because I've realised that not everyone actually understands what the concept is. This is what you say off the top of your head without a script, and it's another good skill for any broadcaster or podcaster to have, although voiceover actors will, of course, have little use for it because they're mainly working from a script. Now, ad libbing doesn't mean that you record naked, just riffing and ad-libbing until a coherent thought happens to leave your lips. I once heard that described as talking until you've got something interesting to say. You prepare first, so you know you've got something to say and you know the best way of saying it. But, well, I was going to let you into a little bit of magic there, but that's going to come over the next course of the few days. So obviously you can only ad lib around a topic if you know a little bit about it in the first place. Not the detail necessarily, but certainly the context. For example, why are you covering it in the show or podcast to start with? What is its relevance? Who will it affect and why and how? And if you understand its significance, you'll be better able to communicate the story more easily and be able to ad lib around it should you need to. So, an introduction to ad-libbing there, definition what it is and how you may work with it. Over the next couple of days, the role of the script, why you sometimes will need to ditch the script and therefore cause you to do a little bit of ad-libbing, and also some ways round not having a script anymore. The best ways to ad-lib, how you can plan and prep ahead. We're also going to be looking at filler words in a week or so's time, the ums, the ers, the wells, and the kind ofs, and like? Yeah, like too. As Get a Better Broadcast podcast and voiceover voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.